It's more than a year now since Ukrainian refugees started arriving in Ireland. Since then, in the region of 75,000 Ukrainians have moved here to flee the war with Russia. The results of a survey published this morning suggest that 40% of the new arrivals plan on staying here for a long time. We'll have more in a moment, but first, last April, the Sisters of Mercy convent building in Loughrea in County Galway was repurposed and became home to more than 50 Ukrainian refugees. A huge voluntary response from the community saw the organisation of collections of essential items for the new arrivals, the introduction of English lessons and assistance for those looking to access education and employment. Our reporter Sally Ann Barrett has been speaking to some of the Ukrainian community about the challenges they faced.
My name is Alessia. I'm from Ukraine. My city, Lugansk, this Donbas territory. I had a family business and I nurse. My education nurse and paramedic.
You have an 8-year-old little boy, your son, with you as well. You had to get him into school. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, my son is attending school, Stefan Brendan School. And first time it was very hard for him, moving, language, another school program, and we learn English together. And 1 year after, I save results, my son have a friend, good English, and very big support teacher, Mrs. Smith. Yes, it's very happy now, but now I study a medical course and I very like my job.
What do you hope for?
We very want come back at home, but now our territory occupied in Russia, and I will see my future first time maybe in Ireland.
My name is Mark Merman. I'm 12. I find it difficult to speak with people in English at first 2 months because I didn't know it really. First I have the English in my school, so I'm improving it by the school, so I have an online lessons.
Have you found it easy to make friends?
Yes, all Irish is very friendly. They're really friendly and try to make friends with me. So now all the class is my friends.
You've started learning how to play an Irish sport, hurling.
Yes, it's a little bit difficult because the hurley and the ball is very small. So you need to learn how to do this. It's hard.
What do you hope will happen in the future?
I hope the war is end and we come back to the Ukraine or still sitting here. I don't really know. So I hope that no one wins or no one is lose, like just peace.
I'm Daria. I'm 19 years old, and in Ukraine I used to live in east part. It's Kharkiv city. At first, when I moved to Loughrea, it was difficult to understand some accents, obviously, yeah, and some slang words. But and also Loughrea is different for me. Loughrea is a quiet place, but I really like it, and it's really safe here. I like it's this fact so much.
Do you have family over with you as well?
Yeah, my family are also here. They found work, so they're working and trying to build our life here for a while.
So will home be Ukraine or Loughrea?
Yeah, obviously Ukraine in my heart and all my family, friends, and all my memories in Ukraine. Yeah, but for now I'm really grateful and I'm happy to be here. I can't imagine any other country to be right now in.
And that was Daria ending that report from Sally Ann Barrett in Loughrea in County Galway. Anatoly Primakov is director and founding member of the support group Ukrainian Action Ireland. He's with us in studio this morning. I was talking a few moments ago about this survey you carried out looking at how people are getting on here and what they plan on doing. Why did you decide to look at these issues now?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Well, first of all, would like to say that this survey is a partnership with DCEDAY, Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, who have been tasked with a lot of work that had to do with the response to the refugees from Ukraine arriving in Ireland, right? And the reason we decided to do the survey is it is often, there has often been a criticism of this government who, in our opinion, has done a lot to help these people, but there has been criticism of them not doing enough in terms of planning for the future, right? However, it is also tough to plan for the future if you lack the appropriate data to guide your decisions, to guide your policy making. So we've decided that, you know, us having a great reach into the community of the Ukrainian refugees, we would go ahead and we would do a survey that would help with the integration effort and help the government to decide how best to help these people.
So you spoke to several thousand people. They filled out a survey online. What did they tell you about their lives?
Well, the survey, the main theme of the survey is integration. And the survey looks at the, you know, 1 year on, the progress of integration of the people that have arrived so far. And it looks at for things like the for example, how many people are planning to stay here? How many people are planning to return there? What would need to happen for, and those that haven't decided, for example, what would be, need to happen for them to make up their mind, right? Then the survey goes on to look at their relationships between different, circumstances of people and how they're getting on. For example, where are they geographically? Do they have kids? Are their kids in school? Are the kids happy? Do those people work? What is their level of English? And most importantly, this survey looks at the relationship between all of those circumstances that people have. And it looks at, compares those circumstances to how they're getting on and their plans for the future.
Quite a few people are working, according to your survey, but not necessarily in the area in which they're qualified.
That's it, exactly what's happening. Only about 6.5% of people are working within the primary field of work. There are multiple reasons for that. For example, English language being one, but then there's also the differences between the job markets. There's also would be, I'd say, the childcare, daycare, people's different circumstances, accommodation, and also, you know, geographically where the people are located and the jobs that are available to them in the job market in that area. So there are multiple factors affecting that. But overall, we do see a strong desire for people to work and to contribute to society.
You also got the views of children. What did they say about how they're getting on?
Well, very importantly, 80% of children said that they are happy in Ireland. And that is an important figure because a lot of the people that did come to Ireland, you know, they did come with their children and they are making the decisions to, you know, based on their children's well-being and welfare. So an indication that shows that children are happy in Ireland is an important statistics in terms of the people determining whether, you know, how they're getting on and their plans for staying or being in Ireland and, the support and the services that have been provided to them.
It's also good to think that the children are happy. I mean, is it fair to say that sometimes it's easier for children to integrate because they're in school and they're meeting all sorts of people every day?
Well, that was the case for me, you know, coming here when I was 14. It certainly is. The earlier you do arrive in the country, the easier for you to integrate into the society later on. So I would say it's also easier for kids, you know, when you're younger to make friends. And, you know, probably the kids, even though Ukrainian kids these days are growing up very quickly, they probably don't have the weight of the world on their shoulders like some of their parents might do.
Anatoly Primakov, thank you for being with us this morning.